بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with a large number of women from across the country. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on December 27, 2023, a week before the birth anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. This day is celebrated as Women's Day in Iran. I am going to quote a hadith that you have heard many times. It is a hadith that has been narrated by both the Shia and the Sunnis. The hadith is this: indeed, God is angered when Fatima is angered, and God is pleased when Fatima is pleased. What this means is that if any human being, or any Muslim for that matter, wishes to please God, they must do something to please Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. If the recommendations, the lessons, the orientations, and the emotions of Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her, are considered, respected, and observed, Almighty God will be pleased. What virtue greater than this can a person imagine for a human being, regardless of whether they are male or female? In my opinion, a Muslim woman cannot find a better role model than Lady Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
No woman in the world can find a better role model than her. Her conduct during her childhood, during her adolescence, during her youth, her conduct in the family toward her father, her spouse, her children, toward the worker in her home, and her conduct in society, in politics, and on the issue of the caliphate are all examples that we should follow. And what's important is that all this magnificence, all these activities, all these examples were seen during her short life, which was 25 years at the most. Fatima al-Zahra's, peace be upon her, age at martyrdom has been reported as being between 18 to 25 years old. This is a role model. Our girls, our women, and the dear woman in our Islamic society should try to follow Fatima al-Zahra with the same spirit and the same determination, both in terms of being a housewife and also when undertaking social and political activities. They should also follow her in terms of her wisdom and knowledge, which of course, it was divinely inspired in the case of that honorable lady, but it is acquirable in the case of you and me.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.